siostry Rabanin. I wasn't sure if it was still appropriate, but it's so still appropriate after what we saw last night and today about the tears of too many chayalim. We go about our day-to-day business. I don't hear people talking about it a lot, which might be good for us, but we also can't ignore it. My wife last night, when she saw the news, she said, these literally are like our kids' ages. And as I speak to the yeshiva, of course, we should all realize they're your ages that are mamish being killed right now. Chas v'shalom. And it behooves us, as we've already heard from our yeshiva and our Soloveitchik, to maintain our focus on our tasks of tefillah and Torah. The Gemara in Yevamos says that, a very interesting Gemara, that the Avos and the Imamos were akurin, they were barren, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh b'tefilosan shel tzadikim. At first glance, that sounds difficult. Hashem had to make their life difficult, give them challenges so that they should daven. They were the Avos after all. What does this mean? What is the explanation of it, and why is it so necessary? To explain, I'd like to explain a different part from Amaral, and then explain how he fills this in over here. There's a Gemara, there's a Kapitul Tehillim we've been saying almost every tefillah. She'amalu es mimamakim kirasicha Hashem. Gemara Brachos on the Afiram and Beis says a halacha. Ayamar adam b'mokum gavoa v'yispalo, ela b'mokum namuch. You shouldn't stand in a high place and daven, but you should daven from a low place. She'nemar mimamakim kirasicha Hashem. My old yeshiva in Or HaChaim, if you walk past the Omid over there, there's a little ditch. And that's where the Chazan stands, to be Mekayim, this Gemara, Mimamakim Kirasicha Hashem. And the Maral explains that this is, the next thing it says, Tanjami Hochi, Lo Yamar Odom, Lo Agabe Kisei, Lo Agabe Shafraf, Lo B'mokim Gavoi, you can't stand on a high place. She'ein Gavus Lifnei HaMokim. You can't have gaiva, you can't be high, forget about gaiva, you can't even be high in front of the makom. You know, if you envision like by a chasana, when the chasana stands up on the chair and he, you know, eggs on his friends to, you know, he's the chasana, he's worthy of lukach, so he belongs there. But to daven like that, that's not the way to daven. In fact, there's a famous gemara, you've all heard the gemara of Koni Yama Agel. Maybe a part you didn't notice. Famous Gemara of Koni Yama Agel is that he stood by a circle and he says, Hashem, I'm not leaving from this circle until it rains. And it started drizzling. He says, no, I don't mean drizzling, I mean rain. Then it started pouring rain. No, I don't mean pouring rain, I mean just the right rain, because pouring rain is not good for the crops. I need just the right rain. And then it happened. Like that. Like, wow, Koni Yama Agel is the best tefillah ever. Except Shimon ben Shaddach says, in the Gemara in Tainus of Gimel, he says, Il mole choniata, harini goes recha alecha nidui. If I would have heard that tefillah, I would have put you in cheirin. How dare you talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam like that? That's not the way to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're choni, you're like a ben, you're like a son, and somehow you have the power to do this. But that's not the proper posture for tefillah. And the reason for that is what tefillah really is. Tefillah is that we come and we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the, Maral uses the word called the ilah, he's the cause, and we are the impacted. He is the source and we are the conduits through which it comes. And our only way to do that is to humble ourselves towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion. With that, he connects it to the Gemara, the very next Gemara over here, and he says, there's a smichus of the Gemaras. The very next Gemara says something, again, it might change your perspective a little bit on how you've heard this Gemara before. It says, another halach we all know, HaMispalo Tzarech Shiyachav in Esraglov. You have to keep your feet together. Shenemar, Bragleim, Regel Yishara. Their legs are one regel. And so we are used to the concept, like on Yom Kippur and the Malachim, we stand and we shuckle, and we're like a Malach, and it sounds so beautiful. But the Maharal says, no, there's something else going on. You have to recognize something. When you're standing with your feet together, you can't move. You can't move. He says the reason why that's the posture for tefillah is because it's indicative of a shiflus and an appreciation and understanding that I am completely bound. You've all surely somehow seen somebody maybe davening like this, that you bind, you're literally bound up in tefillah with his hands, you know, with his hands folded together. You're bound up in tefillah and you recognize that there is very little that we can do and we have to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Maharal says that's the pshat in the Gemara that the avos were akurim, because the avos are ultimately meant to be the ones who bring forth Klal Yisrael, and they need to be at this highest place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to do that. And in order to get to that highest place, they needed to have something that required them to be mavatel themselves even further than obviously they're the avos and they contain all the great midos. But they have to be able to do that to be able to further attach them to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we find really in this week's parsha. I'll give you some homework. You can think about it over Shabbos. You'll take a look at the pasuk. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha that Avraham Avinu, when he goes to daven for Sodom, he says, "How can I, you know, now that I started to daven to Hashem, and how can I do that? Anochi afar ve'efer. I am dust and ashes." So this, look in the Rishonim. I think this is what to talk about. Well, what does it mean, Vanochi Afar Ve'efer? I think the simple reading is, even though I'm Afar Ve'efer, I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy to be davening. Nevertheless, I'm going to daven. That's, I think, how we mostly understand it. How can I go talk to Hashem? Anochi Afar Ve'efer. I'm not worthy. Even though I'm Afar Ve'efer, I'm going to do that. But perhaps there's another way to read it. Because I'm Afar Ve'efer, because I am nothing, therefore I can attach myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm able to do it. This morning I happened to daven in a different shul. And in this shul, they've been saying Avinu Malkeinu, and as you guys know, I daven for the Amud. So as I was saying Avinu Malkeinu, I focus on the Avinu Malkeinu, Zachor, Ki Afar Anachnu. Afar Anachnu. So is that just like a desperate plea of how desperately we need the help, perhaps, or perhaps it's the reason, it's an acknowledgement of tefillah, of the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. Now those of you here for Shabbos a few weeks ago might wonder, is this the same rabbi who spoke 2 weeks ago? Because 2 weeks ago I stood here and I spoke about the concept of Bishvili Nivra Olam. Conquer the world, capture the world. And to go and like by Adam b'shvili nivra olam, and now you say Anochi Afar Ve'efer. Which one is it? I saw it brought down from Rabbeinu Mipshischa. It helps, but I want to explain something interesting. Maybe I want to try and say something. It's a chiddush, but let me explain. First, let me tell you what Rabbeinu says. Rabbeinu says, he says a person has to have two pockets. In one pocket you have to have Bishvili Nivra Olam. In the other pocket you have to have V'anoichi Afar Ve'efer. You have to have both. In life you have to figure out when to use Bishvili Nivra Olam and get up and do and be active and go conquer. And when do you have to say Anochi Afar Ve'efer? What can I do? I'm not. That's what he says. I'd like to suggest perhaps a little bit for our own avodah. What's what? There's a pasuk in Mishlei that the Maharal brings down somewhere else. The pasuk in Mishlei says, it's a very powerful pasuk. Meisir ozno mishmoya Torah, one who turns his ear away from listening to Torah, gam tfiloso toeva. His tefillah is a toeva. Not only did he not learn, but when he comes to daven, his tefillahs are not going to be particularly well accepted. It's even strong. Toevas are pretty strong language. his tefillas are not wanted. We tend to think of those as two separate things. There's the Amura Torah, there's the Amura Avoda, the separate things. But the Pasuk here connects them. How are they connected? He explains with a Medrash. Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two things. He calls it Torah and Nefesh, but maybe I'll call it Torah and Tefillah just for our purposes. I think it's pretty much the same. He gave us Torah and Tefillah. And it says it's a mashal. It's like two people. One of them who lived in the Galil, where we're now sometimes being attacked by Lebanon. And somebody lived in the Yehuda, which is down south, near Aza. And I had a field in the Galil, and he had a field in Yehuda. So we made a deal with each other. You watch my field, and I'll watch your field. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam, to Klal Yisrael. He says, there's Torah and there's Tefillah. He says, you watch out for my Torah. You watch out for my Torah, and I'll watch out for your Tefillah. I'll watch out for your Nefesh. So you do Torah, and then when you need help or something like that, you come to me and you daven, and I'll take care of you. And that's how he explains the Pasuk, Meisir Ozno Mishmaya Torah. You didn't learn Torah? How do you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam if you didn't do your end of the deal? Your end of the deal was to learn Torah to the best of your abilities. Then you can come and daven. That's what he says. So if you drop one, if you drop your end of the stick, then you lose the other end of the stick. And your tefillas are going to be a to'eva. And I think that for our purposes, and based on what we said today, tefillah, and most of our tefillah, is a full acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help and do whatever he sees fit in the most appropriate way. But ultimately, there's very little that we can do about it, and we have to follow this posture of Anochi Afar Efer in our tefillah. But in Torah, we have so much that we can do. We have so much that we can do to be able to grab onto that we don't need to be so passive in. We still have to be humble, but we don't have to be so passive. There's a lot to be active in. We've had beautiful things. Thursday night, I stayed a little extra late to enjoy the mishmar, the learning. But really, every yachid on his own should take it upon himself to find something in Torah, some moments, whether it's saying a Dvar Torah at the table upstairs, or starting the first 5 minutes of Seder without any batala. Something to start yourself off to recognize that while I perhaps have the proper posture in tefillah, there's not much I can do. I'm bound and I turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in Torah, there's so much that we can do. And hopefully in the schus of that, the opposite of Meisir Ozno Mishmaya Torah. But when we grab onto Torah, then gam tefillah, so our tefillah, Mirtz Hashem, should be nishmas, and we should have a full Yeshua.